Jessica, this week, people across the country and really the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Now, our region has a lot of space history. What is in store for the area to celebrate and honor this historic event?
Not only do we have a lot of history when it comes to the space program, we have right in the midst of Alamogordo our very own New Mexico Museum of Space History, and they are putting on an amazing list of programs to celebrate the 50th anniversary. It all starts on July 20th. Their entire celebration is titled One Giant Leap, celebrating the Apollo 11 moon mission. Now, they're going to kick off with a 9:15 a.m. Event in which they are launching a scale model of the Saturn V rocket, which carried astronauts to the moon. So that'll be an amazing thing to watch. Right after that, the public is invited to bring their own rockets to help set a new world record for the most rockets launched at a single hour. They're going to have a scale model for people to land their model rockets on. So that'll be a fun event for not only those bringing rockets to the museum, but also for families and for children in the area. And if you haven't been yet, head over to the White Sands Mall, where there is a full, or I think it's a third scale mural of the rocket that carried the astronauts on the Apollo mission.
Okay, sounds like a lot of excitement. I want to move on and talk about news of a grand jury in Otero County indicting a former nursing home employee for allegedly stealing over $80,000 from an older woman. What can you share?
So the New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas informed us that there were a number of charges pending against Guadalupe Evelyn Kingston. She's 57 years old of Las Cruces. They indicted her with the grand jury on July 9th. There are 18 felony charges, including exploitation, forgery, unlawful use of a debit card in the woman's name. They also include identity theft and falsification of documents. So this story is just a reminder to all of us out there who have elders in our family or someone who is in need of help and is elderly, to keep a close eye on them to make sure that they are being well taken care of, both physically and financially.
So I want to move on. We have a little time left. You have a new staff member you'd like to introduce us to.
Yeah, so we are happy to welcome Christina Carrion to the Alamogordo Daily staff. Now, Christina is our new hire. She'll be working on the breaking news and trending reporting coming out of Alamogordo. Christina is a great asset for us. She's got great history in journalism, a very dedicated and ethical journalist. So we're looking forward to introducing her around the community, and we're very happy to welcome anybody into our office on 24th Street to come in and say hello and meet Christina.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk with you next week.
I look forward to it. Have a good week, everyone.